This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lewitzo. January 31st, 2013 sees the publication of a new book from Purdue University Press. Spacewalker is the autobiography of Jerry L. Ross, the NASA astronaut who was the first human to be launched into space 7 times and whose career spans the whole history of the space shuttle program. Joining me in this studio to talk about the book are Jerry Ross and writer John Norberg, who worked with Jerry on the book. Thanks so much for coming in, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Jerry. What made you decide to write this book?
Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, my granddaughters were all so young when I finished my flying career at NASA that they never got a chance to really experience it. And I wanted to document what I had done so that they'd have a little bit more knowledge about it in future years, as well as for their kids and after that. Secondly, a lot of times when you're in your office and you're sitting around and talking about something, you know, I'd tell a story about one of my experiences in the space business, and the guys would say, "Oh, you need to write a book. That's a great story." And I go, I'm an engineer. I don't write books. But after a while, enough people had told me that I ought to do that, that it finally convinced me I at least ought to look into it. And eventually I got with Purdue University Press. And the bottom line is we have a book coming out in January of 2013.
Did you keep a journal, or was so much of your work documented in NASA that it was a little bit easier?
Yeah, I didn't have a time to write a diary or to keep a real journal, but I did keep pretty decent notes on a calendar of what I did on each day. And a lot of times when I was in training for flights, I had a very specific schedule each day so I could go back and look at that. And so we had enough information to tie it together pretty easily.
Was it difficult for you? You said you're an engineer, not a writer.
Yeah. If I'd have been in school here at Purdue and somebody told me I had to write an 80,000 word term paper, I'd have probably started stabbing myself. But with John's help and the Purdue University Press staff, it actually worked out quite well. And my wife is very good with words and editing. And after 42 years, we didn't end our marriage in the last 4 months when we were writing a book. So it worked out quite well. And frankly, in retrospect, I really did enjoy the process, and I'm quite happy with the way the book came out.
And John, what was it like working with Jerry? Talk about your role a little bit.
It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot, and I had a lot of fun. I went a year ago, in July of 2011, I went down to Houston and visited with Jerry in his home. And we were there together on a Sunday morning, and we were getting ready for church. And I heard coming from downstairs Jerry singing a duet of 2 songs, Jesus Loves Me and the Chicago Cubs Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And I said, there's no one else in the house here. Who is doing this? I went down and found Jerry singing with his parrot, Sonny. And I said, this is going to be a fun interview. We talked all about space, and I learned an incredible amount about the space shuttle program and about how the shuttle worked and about the space race. And that's what people will learn from the book, too. We talked all about what it feels like to fly in space. What does it feel like to sit in a shuttle when that thing goes off and it shakes, and it really gets your attention? What is it like to be in space and look down on the Earth? What's it like to crawl through a little hole and float out into space all by yourself in your own cocoon? And Jerry did a great job explaining all these things. So I would say for me, this book has been a blast. I've just had a wonderful time doing this.
So was that the role of you then, to sort of bring out more of the details and elaboration?
I just help them put it together, put some form to it. The information on the flights, after every flight, they're debriefed. And NASA does a beautiful job of keeping, very detailed records that are available. But Jerry was able to add the personal touch. Jerry's the guy who can tell you what it felt like and what it looked like. We know what happened, but what did it feel like and what did it look like and what was that experience all about?
I did like the description of takeoff, launch. I think it was being hit square in the back with a baseball bat.
Right. That's the first impression you get, that something very explosive just happened, and exactly what happened. I really felt like I wanted to have a book that was a very personal tone, a very conversational tone. I didn't want it to be a highly technical book. I wanted it to be something that a very wide age group population could pick up and enjoy. Maybe some would enjoy different aspects of it more than others, but I wanted it something that was just like you and me sitting across the table and talking. And I think we achieved that result.
You want middle school students and children, as well as the old, to read about this.
Absolutely. My emphasis and a lot of my talks throughout my career as an astronaut was to elementary school children. And I really wanted to focus on them because that's where I got my idea of what I wanted to do in life. In the fourth grade, I decided I was going to go to Purdue. I was going to become an engineer. And I was going to do everything I could to get involved in our country's space program. And I really have tried to get young people around the country and around the world, in fact, to understand that they have opportunities. They're unique people. They've got specific goals and talents and likes and dislikes. God put them here for a purpose. And if they can figure out what that purpose is and how they can best attune their career goals with what God's plan is for them, then as they study hard and work hard and don't give up too easily in the pursuit of their goals, they're going to have a great time and enjoy what they do.
Were there things that you debated about whether to put in the book or not? What kind of censoring process, I guess?
Bottom line is yes. When I signed the contract, I said I was going to provide an 80,000-word book, and I'm going, I don't know 80,000 words. But as I got further into the book, I started saying, well, I can't put this in because it, you know, it's going to exceed the word limit. So I went back to the Purdue University Press and said, can I have another 10,000 words, please? And the final version of the book is probably 91,000, 92,000 words, something like that. So, yes, I mean, just because of the word limits you have, the practical implications of printing a book, it limits what you can put in there.
If I might jump in and say that the book is very frank. He does talk about the Columbia and Challenger disasters and what was behind that and the problems that, that made that happen. And then he talks about it very frankly, that there were some problems that needed to be addressed. And he also talks very much about the future of the space program and where he feels that's going. And he has some, you know, real concerns about the future of the U.S. space program. So we discuss some fun things and some very serious things. Also, we discuss the road to being an astronaut is not simple. And like in any career, there are setbacks. Jerry didn't succeed in everything he did. He had some setbacks along the way, and he had to overcome those setbacks. And how he faced them, how he addressed them, and how he overcame them is part of the story.
I did get, reading the book, the inherent danger in most of the jobs you took, whether it was the test flight engineer, testing out these aircraft that, you know, some people died while doing.
Right.
And then to go on the shuttle missions where people died. Were there times where you thought, you know, I've got a wife and two kids, what am I doing?
I think anybody that gets in those lines of work has those types of concerns. But at the same time, it was something that I thought I was designed to do. I honestly think that God designed me to be an astronaut and that he helped me along the way to pursue that goal and ultimately achieve it. But I think that you have to take some risk in life. I mean, you can get hit by a bus walking across a road sometimes. And what you need to do is decide what you think is important, what you think you're supposed to do, and then go out and prepare yourself as best you can to make yourself as safe and capable as you can when you're conducting those tests or flying in space or doing a spacewalk. I took the job seriously. I tried to know everything about an airplane when I was flying in it. I tried to know everything about my spacesuit and the space shuttle when I was flying in them. And I tried to do everything I could to be as safe as I could, not only for myself and my crew, but also for my family. But at the same time, when you're pushing the frontiers of science and technology and you're trying to do things that are going to enhance the living conditions for everybody on the surface of the Earth through what you're doing, there are going to be some inherent risks. And you don't make a whole lot of progress as a society if you don't take some risk from time to time. And I, frankly, after each of the accidents, I had to sit back and think about what we were doing and whether or not I wanted to continue to participate. But I think that what we were doing was important enough to do that, to continue to participate.
Was dealing with the families of the astronauts on Columbia, that had to have been the hardest part. Explain your role, first of all, as NASA, and then what you did after that.
After my last space shuttle flight, I took a new job as the chief of the vehicle integration test team. And part of that job was to run the astronaut crew quarters at the Kennedy Space Center. In that role, then, I was there to help take care of the crews and get them out to the launch pad on launch day. But I was also there to meet them at the hatch when they came off the orbiter after they touched down on the runway at the Kennedy Space Center. And I was also there to, in part, to be helping take care of the spouses and families while they were down there. So when the accident occurred, my responsibility was to get the families back to the astronaut crew quarters to basically protect them, to get them out of the press's line of sight, and to try to take care of their needs as best we could. Simultaneously with that, then, I was also preparing airplanes to get them home and making the arrangements to have transportation and security and everything else at both ends to take care of them and get them home safely and to start the healing process.
Now, along with the seriousness of work, I did enjoy the stories of the camaraderie and the fun you all had among astronauts and the crews there. Did you expect that going in to NASA to have the nicknames of all the classes? And
well, the nicknames, I knew some of those beforehand because I was a space nut. I followed the space program very closely, and I knew a lot about the space program before I got there. But I guess I had been in the military, and I, you know, the camaraderie and the fun stuff that you have in the military was followed just right into NASA, because a lot of the folks that were in NASA initially as astronauts and even during my time were military pilots and test pilots and flight test engineers. So we carried a lot of that extracurricular activity with us to NASA. And then we brought in a lot of the civilian astronauts, too, into the shuttle program, and we indoctrinated them as well.
All fun hazing.
All right. Fun.
John, as part of the book, there are these insets with little stories from Jerry's wife, friends, family.
Right.
Was that your role as well, getting those interviews and including that? Because I thought that really added to not only Jerry's perspective, providing theirs.
Just reading a lot of books like this and other astronaut books, I thought it'd be nice to bring out other people in his family, and most especially his wife, who also works at NASA in the food preparation area and was here with him at Purdue. She's just a major part of his life and a part of his life story. And so I thought rather than Jerry talking about how she felt, she should talk herself about how she felt. And then again, you know, how do children feel? What is it like to be a young boy or a young girl and watch your father blast off on one of these rockets? It had to be a very interesting experience for him. It was. And very different. They each had different reactions to it. And some of his friends, guys that Jerry grew up with, are in the book. And what was Jerry like when he was little? What were his dreams? Turns out his dreams were just what he says they are, to go into space. And so I like the idea, and I think it worked out well, to bring them into the book and let them have their own words as to how they feel about this whole life that he's lived, this whole experience that he's had.
And along with the printed book, there's going to be an enhanced ebook version and an iPad app as well.
Right. Correct.
I'm very excited about it, and I think the Purdue University Press is too. This is their first venture into those types of applications and activity, and it's going to be tied into the library archive so that there's a website there that they can go to. And we looked at some videos that we're going to include on that site. We're adding additional pictures into the electronic version of the book, and I think it's going to be very exciting. They're going to have applications where kids can look at sets of questions and respond to them. So a lot of advances in this book that Purdue University Press is bringing to the fore.
Jerry is part of our Baron Hilton Flight Archives at our Purdue libraries, and it's a great program that they're doing, a great job they're doing. And these videotapes and materials are all available there and will be available online in some of these enhanced versions. Some of these tapes are things people have never seen before, because what Jerry did is take a camera with him as he was walking onto the bus to drive out to the shuttle. And as he drove out to the shuttle, and as he got out of that bus and took the elevator up to the shuttle and got on the shuttle, these are things people have never seen before, kind of home movies of what it was like to go into space. So it's really a unique opportunity to see some things that haven't been seen.
What do you hope people take away after reading this book?
I hope they see the human side of what it took to become an astronaut and what it was like to be an astronaut, and see the whole family, how they respond to it, and also see the excitement that I had as a young person setting goals for myself and then pursuing those goals. I hope that young people take away that they can set goals for themselves, dream large, and with luck and with hard work and with dedication and with persistence, they can achieve those goals and have a wonderful career and an exciting life.
The book is Spacewalker, My Journey in Space and Faith as NASA's Record-Setting Frequent Flyer by Jerry Ross with John Norberg. It's available from Purdue University Press in collaboration with the Baron Hilton Flight Archives, which will also be featuring an exhibition of personal papers and items donated by Jerry Ross. More information is online at thepress.purdue.edu. Jerry Ross and John Norberg, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.